Ed Reardon's Week by Christopher Douglas and Andrew Nichols. Episode 2, Palette Wood Inspirations.
50 tips on how to make you happier. Eat more salad. No. Go skateboarding. I refer you to my previous answer. Curate a playlist. Endless baths. See friends. Well, I would, but they're all dead. Tip 43, get a round in. You won't get many Guardian readers doing that. It certainly wouldn't make them happier. Make something out of pallet wood. Oh, for heaven's sake. Congratulations, you've read 286 free articles so far this week. Oh, I know where this is going. Would you consider doing us a favour by subscribing? No, I would not. I would ask you to do me a favour and regard Ed Reardon as being behind a paywall. What now? Sorry, I'm curating a playlist. Maggie!
How are you, Ed?
Oh, not too bad, you know.
It's been nearly 6 weeks now, I think.
Yes, I've been reading the paper, mainly. They seem to get bigger and bigger, especially the Saturday one. Come in.
I was so sorry to hear about Elgar.
Yes, that's why I've been out of the loop. How did you know?
Well, someone told me at old Muriel's funeral. You know, the barmaid at the Wig and Pen.
Oh, she died too, did she? Mm. I trust they didn't attempt to cremate her.
No. Fire regulations didn't allow it. Good do, though. Oysters and champagne and chairs.
Did I miss anything?
Well, there's the invite on your shelf, next to a retirement home viewing.
Yeah, I certainly wasn't going to that. Read the small print there. Look.
Regrettably, we are no longer able to offer coffee and biscuits.
Cheese pairing charlatans. Mind you, I can't offer refreshments right now. I appear to have run out of, well, everything, including the all-important relationship-testing oat milk.
Why don't you just get a delivery if you're that keen not to go out?
Yeah, they always bring the wrong thing. Last time I got sanding discs instead of thick-cup marmalade.
Quite intuitive for a robot. Must have remembered your offer to restore my work table.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Anyway, I've brought you something.
Oh, thank you very much. Is it marmalade?
I had some black and white wool left over from the Go Frack Yourself protest.
Ah.
So I knitted you a replica of Elgar.
Most kind.
I've offended you.
No. You caught his ears awfully well, and his tail.
Why didn't you tell me about Elgar?
You weren't very keen to listen to me when we last spoke.
Oh, come on, let's go and get some lunch. New cafe, I know.
Right, good, yes. Sandals on, and socks. What's pallet wood?
You do need to get out. So have you been able to get any work done?
I've managed to land myself a little regular radio slot, Soapbox Corner. Only the local station, but quite nice. Listing my bugbears.
Oh, what they used to call a sideways look. How regular?
Well, I've done one so far, but they've asked for more.
More bugbears?
No, the next one they want to be things I like. A bit stuck, to be honest.
Is it paid?
Not in cash terms as such, but I'm extending my portfolio career, as someone wrote in the paper this morning. Bet they didn't get paid either. Certainly not by me. What are all these bits of wood falling off the wall?
Well, that's pallet wood.
Ah.
Dead trendy. This place is a rehab initiative. All the girls in here have a criminal record. Oh, hi, Suze. I met her when we went yarn bombing.
I seem to remember you got put on probation for the town hall job. I always thought that should have led on to something. Mm. Column in the Waitrose magazine or, I don't know.
The girl on the till, Miranda, she glued herself to the cutty sark.
Well, they all look disappointingly middle class. These prices I'd expect to be served by a safecracker or poisoner or at least someone who's handy with knuckle dusters. Should we ask for our money back? I may as well go to Pret and get robbed.
Well, at least you're talking about getting out of the house more. It's an important first step.
Towards what exactly?
Re-engaging with the world. Freedom.
I'm not going to join anything. I definitely don't want a hobby.
Why not? You've got no ties. Now that Elgar's sadly no longer with us, it's a perfect opportunity to start doing things.
What sort of things?
Well, taking some festivals. Glasgow, Latitude. Oh, there's this new one up at Hebden Bridge the weekend after next. Now, I'll send you the link. We can both go.
Won't Bill have something to say about that?
No, he's got a Bitcoin conference. $5,000 delegates fee. Bet that's not virtual.
Tuesday. Well-intentioned as Maggie's suggestions were, they would not have made the cut for my list of Ed Reardon's favourite things on Radio Hearts and Bucks. Nor could I see myself in Yorkshire for a weekend of yarning and darning with good things to eat. Notwithstanding the promise of Sunday papers and awesome smoothies and perhaps the chance to rub shoulders with Woolfest regulars Stephen Mangan and Belle Mooney at a Palletwood workshop, I decided to pass on the competitive £750 a night introductory offer. However, not wanting to scorn Maggie's kindness, I thought it only fair to put my own woodworking skills to belated use by making her an offering from materials I happened to find in a skip down the road.
Oh, split again. Cheap timber. Nails everywhere. Ow! Oh, wait a minute. Right, there we are. Hello, Ping.
Ed, you sound weird. Is that your crappy broadband again?
No, I was just sucking my thumb. I'm just doing a bit of carpentry.
That is so spooky. What are you making?
It's a garden chug for Maggie. Mm. For foraging, it seems. Though how much bounty the woodland glades of Seven Sisters Road yield up is doubtful, I'd have thought. Why spooky, exactly?
Show me now. Hold it up for the camera.
Well, I'm only halfway through it. Quarter of the way through it.
You're into pallet wood?
Only for the last half hour. I seem to have heard of little else. I fished some bits out of a skip.
Right, stop you there, Ed. Where was it?
Well, I took all of it, I'm afraid, if that's what you're after.
Shut up. Was the skip situated on residential property or private parking space?
Why?
Because if it was, you've just broken the law and are guilty of skip diving.
Since there's a Channel 5 connection here.
A BBC One, thank you.
Oh, sorry.
And a Christmas book and an arena tour finishing at the Pallet World Cup finals at the O2. Where have you been?
It's more a case of where I'm going and what you have in mind for me, Ping.
OK, you know the pallet guys off of TikTok?
No, but I sense I'm going to have to get to know them.
OK, they're huge now. And problem is, they're both doing panto at somewhere called Doncaster?
Ugly sisters?
Reclaimed sisters. I don't know where you got ugly from. Anywho, they're not going to have time to finish their book because...
Because of their hugeness?
Yeah, because they'll have to do about 4 million shows a day, literally. Even Britain's Best Woodwork only records, like, I don't know...
3 million shows? I suppose they have to find time for all the hugging and lachrymose dedications to their nans.
So the idea is you knock up a few banging chapters...
About pallet wood.
Sprinkling your trademark fairy dust. You're the governor, Ed. I mean, look what you did with Greta Thunberg's air-fried desserts. You transformed it.
Well, yes, it was a bit of a mess. I mean, I don't think she'd ever heard of a rhubarber. Nobel Prize.
So the great thing about this project is you have total control. You get to write the text and make the last 4 pieces of furniture. What's the camera like on your phone?
Well, Elgar never had any complaints. What furniture?
Well, there's like a double bed, a bench, I don't know, a boot scraper or something. I mean, come on, Ed, you're the writer. Right, I've sent you the outline. £2,000 if you can get it done by the end of the month, and you can keep the bed, not the bench, obvs.
Right, I'd better get skip diving, as I'm sure David Hare often says.
Do you mind me starting?
Not at all, Winnie. All suggestions gratefully received.
I'll tell you who'd go top of my list of favourite things. André Rieu. Oh, I was going to see him. That gorgeous hair, halfway down his back.
That's a wig, you know.
Oh, it never is, Stan.
Tell you who's the bandleader's bandleader. Horst Jankowski. Short back and sides, every follicle immaculate. None of the new lock and hold a candle to him. Herb Alpert. Sounds Bob Rogers.
Come to think of it, I always had a soft spot for Bert Kampfert. I inherited it from my father, along with his woodworking tools, which I use to this day.
Well, there you are. We've started you off.
Yes, thank you, Olive. I confess I hadn't really got past smoking on buses and braised kidneys.
Well, good luck getting that on Radio Hearts and Bucks.
Which, kidneys or smoking?
Both. They'll be turning over to Ken Bruce in droves.
If they can find him, which I can't. Yes, you don't want to be too controversial. Mr. Reardon, do you think we might get on to talking about writing?
Quite right, Winnie. Let's think of our favourite examples of TV writing. For me, obviously, the golden age of BBC drama.
Play for today.
That's my vote. You can always count on it for a decent bit of nudity.
I was thinking more of the big hits of the 80s. Strong storylines, signature tunes such as...
You can get Howard's Way on Talking Pictures, no.
Tell you what I like watching and doesn't cost me a penny. The Council Traffic Webcam. The one on the A41, that's best for dangerous overtaking. One by the multi-story. I have three on the go sometimes. Saw you the other day.
You sure that wasn't talking pictures?
No. This is what your life is now. Stealing wood from a skip. Bit of a come down from wearing bell bottoms and a Rolex on late night lineup.
Stealing wood's illegal, you know.
Unless it's parked on a public highway. I saw it on TikTok.
Yes, so I've heard. I'm working with the Palletwood boys at the moment, as it happens.
Oh, I could eat them. Can I change my mind? Sorry, Andre. You're down to number three. What are you doing with them?
Oh, just helping out with some woodworking content.
Is that what you're using your dad's tools for?
It is, yes.
It's a lot more useful than spying on people, Stan.
Thank you, Olive.
In my North London days, I had a workshop in the garden where I made a rocking horse for the children and a ceiling-mounted clothes airer, among other things, often with a robin for company. When I went past the other day, there was an Aston Martin parked outside the property, which was up for sale at £3.5 million, or near offer. Now I have neither workshop nor house, and my companion is but a knitted cat and Bert Camford's swinging safari. Nevertheless, work goes on. Picasso painted on newspaper when he had to. And likewise, Ed Reardon must work within the limitations that fate and BBC Sounds have ordained.
That's amazing! How long did it take you to make that?
Oh, a couple of hours.
I saw a bench like that in last month's Palletwood Dreams. £2,500.
Really?
That's more than you get for some of your books, and it's far... Well, I wouldn't say better.
Yeah, I'd be grateful if you didn't, Maggie.
No, but what I'm saying is, why bother writing for other people when you can do this?
It's part of the commission for the book.
Well, you've got to make the furniture and write the book. How much are you getting for this?
Oh, I'll leave that to the agents.
Less than the £2,500 you could get for selling the bench.
Enough to take you for lunch, at any rate. Yeah, just a minute. Hello, Ping.
Ed, the TikTok boys really need something to show the sales conference next week. What have you got for me?
Well, I just turned the camera. This.
All I can see is quite a cool bench, actually, which is exactly what I want to go in front of the beach hut. Where did you get it?
I made it, as per the brief.
You are joking me. Why are you bothering with being a writer when you can do that?
That's what I said, Ping.
Is that Maggie?
Yes, there. Can you see her?
Hi, Maggie. Still knitting?
Hi, Ping. Still exploiting the working poor?
So, Ed, two sample chapters. And actually, can you get the bench couriered to the Nighty Night Motel and Conference Centre in, somewhere in Reigate? You can look it up.
Right. I'm quite keen to make a start on the dining chairs. I was thinking a mid-century theme. Can you ask the boys what they think?
Just a minute, Ping. Don't you think Ed needs to be properly paid for all this work he's taking on?
It's all right, Maggie. There's a deal on the table. Do they want a table as well?
Ed?
Oh, Ed, you're breaking up. Can I call you back when Maggie's gone?
The thing is, Maggie, I actually enjoyed doing it.
Palletwood inspirations?
Yes, but the carpentry, not the writing. I can do the writing. Of course, two chapters before lunch, set it up with an if like me. If like me, you thought DIY was for the experts, you know. Word to the wise about superglue. 400 words, actually. The decline of Bostick and so on.
Yeah, all the usual literary devices.
Exactly. But woodwork satisfies the creative urge without any of the drawbacks. You're asked to make a bench, so you make one. Nobody says afterwards, does it have to be a bench or...
Three more prawns, 1.5 each.
You don't get some 12-year-old saying, shoot me down in flames, but what if it was all from the point of view of the chair?
Shall we have another bottle?
Why not? Or wouldn't the great British public find it easier to relate to a chest of drawers instead? No, it's a bench. Oh, sorry.
Oh, it's all right, there's more coming. And what's more, you're good at it.
I am, aren't I? Do you know... Doing that bench and getting complimented by you and Ping means almost as much as, I don't know, the 3-star review I got for Pet Peeves in Caravan and Campo. Mm-hmm. Or making the long list for Granter's Top 100 Hot Young Novelist 1979.
Well, if that really is the case, we ought to think about monetising your talent.
Yes, how, though? Really not cut out for wearing a suit, eating adrenaline for breakfast.
It might be a good idea to go to the Hebden Bridge Craft Weekend. You can pick up some carpentry tips.
It's a long way to go. Expensive, too, and I could pick it up in the new Pallet mags. Another 3 out this week.
It's not the same as being there. You'd easily put Stephen Mangan to shame in the workshop.
Yeah. wiped the smirk off his face. I don't like the way he talks to Joan Bakewell. When I was on Late Night Lineup, I had the manners to flirt properly.
Well, for me, that duplicate stitching class in Skipton was a game-changer. Before that, I never could have managed my Smash the Patriarchy hot water bottle cover.
Well, I don't know how much that cost you, but when I last looked at the Telegraph online, the patriarchy was still intact.
Well, if you don't want to come, that's fine.
No, no,
well, it's just with Bill away, it's a bit of a lost opportunity.
It's just I want to get on with the Chapter 4 designs. I was wondering about... Do you think a patio set might be better than dining room chairs? I could have it done in a week or two. What do you think?
Yes. Does it have to be a patio set? the pattern's all wrong.
It's all right, Ogar. Settle down. Go to sleep. There we are.
What?
What?
You called me Elgar.
Oh, sorry, Maggie. Here. He always slept on that half of the bed. I'm sorry. Oh, dear. Just go back to sleep. That's it. There.
Ed, where are you going?
Just going to get a glass of water.
What's that?
Glass of water.
No, it's not.
It's the Elgar you knitted for me.
Shall I just go home?
No, of course not. So sorry. If you wouldn't mind just moving across a bit. Shame Bill's not here. We could have made a bit more of a night of it.
In making my apologies to Maggie the next morning, I pointed out that it's not unusual for the bereaved to take tangible memories of the departed or sorely missed to bed with them. Elgar, for me... For others, it might be a photo of Audrey Hepburn or Fanny Craddock, or, in the case of one fellow member of the Writers Guild TV committee, pillowcases depicting the entire Arsenal Invincibles team of 2004. But sometimes arguments are lost before they're made, and in order to placate Maggie, I recognise the need to, as they say, move on.
Right, you can go, and all six of you, and you caused me more anguish than almost any other weather forecaster's autobiography. And you never called me back about the tobacco pouch I left in your conservatory. So you are going straight to Amnesty International.
I managed to get the last few cinnamon buns at the bakery.
Excellent. So how was the after-sales service? Do you get any back chat?
No. Completely charming.
No, they aren't with me. I always get told to cheer up or calm down. Told I looked like Wurzel Gummidge, Cat Weasel, Michael Foot. Actually, I didn't mind that.
Do you sometimes go in your socks and sandals?
It depends on the weather conditions. It's a warm morning, then. Anyway, as you can see, I've made a start.
On what?
Moving on. These books bring nothing but disagreeable memories, and the only one of any lasting merit, Jane Seymour's Household Hints, bears Elgar's scratch marks all down the spine, so that has to go.
You don't have to do that for my sake.
Nope, I'm acting in the interests of my mental wellness. Is that what it's called?
You warm?
I wonder if you'd mind helping me to take these to the charity shop.
Are you sure you're ready to part with them?
Absolutely. They represent the writer formerly known as Ed Reardon.
And Nigel Mansell, and Sheena Easton, and Armando Iannucci. Oh, I've forgotten his top Carpathian rambles.
There should be enough space for a workbench now. Ideally, I'd like to get a circular saw.
What you could do is show some of your work at Hebden Bridge.
Possibly. I'm not sure I could get anything finished in time. Need to source more pallets, and then there's the screws, sandpaper...
What you're trying to say, and I understand, you think it's too soon for a whole weekend with me.
No, it's just... I could make something small, perhaps a telephone table.
Who on earth has a telephone table nowadays?
Well, I don't know. Tofu Eaters. It's a retro piece. Didn't you see the Ali's Pallets column in this month's mag? Here you are.
Oh, can't you read? It clearly says only one bag of books at a time.
I'm only giving you one bag.
And now you're trying to slide that other bag behind the shoe rack. I mean, what do you think we are?
Charity, but obviously I was mistaken.
Since the pandemic, we've had the world and his wife trying to offload their books. We haven't got the space for it.
Well, you seem to have found room for four boxes of wire coat hangers.
Well, they're a lot more useful than eight copies of Kevin Peterson's Big Book of Barbecues.
Say that again!
Leave it, Ed. She's not worth it.
You're right, Maggie. Let's go. I'll just say this. There's not much chance of peace in Africa with you lot in charge. How did you get on at Oxfam?
Terrible. I didn't want these either. Although I did manage to find a copy of Dawn French's Big Knits. Oh, and quite a nice pipe for you.
Thank you. You've got to lug all these bags back up the hill now.
Well, not necessarily. Look, there's a book bank.
Where?
Well, in that front garden. You're welcome to take any book.
As long as you deposit one of your own. Right. So if I put one Kevin Peterson at either end, the others in the middle, won't look so much like a job lot. Pass them over, Maggie.
What, yeah? And these?
Yes, pile them up. Have to be careful this end, because the shelf's not very secure.
Mm.
Look at this. Wayne Rooney's Boots of Gold. No surprise to see that's here.
You didn't get that job, did you? How much was the advance?
150,000.
So what, 50 grand for the ghostwriter?
32 and a half. He wasn't even a proper writer. I'm going to turn it the other way round. Put it behind Armando. Oh, well, never mind.
An impartial observer would have laid the blame for the collapse of the book bank at the feet of Kevin Peterson and his frankly superfluous chapter on fried onions, but I felt it was the least I could do to bring the broken shelves home and repair them. A pleasant day's work, especially after going back to find an email from Radio Hearts and Bucks rejecting my feel-good list of likes for Soapbox Corner. Quote, "No one in the office seems to have heard of Bert Camfort, so I'm sure the great British public won't have done so either." And one or two of us were, I'm afraid, quite offended by your mourning the loss of the national anthem in cinemas and theatres because it denied you the pleasure of refusing to stand up. To be honest, I hadn't expected to get that through. No matter, as I now had a second and rather more rewarding career to fall back on.
Shall I carve the words book bank along the top? I think I might. Coming!
Mr. Reardon?
Yes. Sorry, officer, was I being a bit noisy?
No, it's more serious than that.
It's not about not standing for the national anthem, is it? I sometimes did, if only to brush popcorn crumbs off.
Where were you yesterday morning, sir, between the hours of 10 and 12?
Well, at 1 minute past 10, I was in Betfred in the High Street, taking advantage, or so I thought, of their best odds guaranteed offer. And then I went to the charity shop and... Oh, can Amnesty International be charged for refusing to accept donations?
After that, were you in the vicinity of the book bank in North Road?
Yes, you see some of the shelves in front of you.
So those were the items of wood that you were observed on CCTV to remove from outside the private residence?
Yes, but I brought them home to repair the thing.
Oh, did you?
Haven't you got VAR?
Don't try to be clever. Are you not aware of the laws of trespass and theft of private property?
Yes, I am, as is the public-spirited citizen who I imagine finked on me. I mended it. I was about to take it back down there. You give me a lift if you parked outside.
And trespass again? I don't think so, sir. There is also the issue of fly-tipping approximately 43 books, although 10 of them cannot be classed as books.
Now, look here, officer. Am I under arrest?
No. Instead of charging you, I'm minded to issue you with a community resolution order, requiring you to cease and desist from picking up pallet wood and to stay away from North Road for 28 days from now and report to the station on a daily basis.
Oh, for heaven's sake. Ah! Does that mean I wouldn't be able to go to, say, Yorkshire in 2 weeks' time?
In certain circumstances, if there's a good reason.
Oh, no, there isn't a good reason. I don't want to go there at all, really. There'd probably be yoga, quite possibly community singing. So if you wanted to make an example of me, you could send me to prison for that weekend. I mean, I've asked for it.
No, I don't think we need to go that far.
Well, could I at least have an ankle tag or an orange bib?
Oh, you'll be lucky. They were outsourced to Group 4. You might find one on the Antiques Roadshow.
Hi, Ed. This'll have to be quick, because I'm super busy. I haven't even finished Wordle yet.
Well, my circumstances are super pressing.
Yeah, I got your treatment for palette inspirations banging, but you need to finish the furniture. I can see the bench. Where are the patio chairs?
That's why I'm calling. The furniture's become somewhat problematic.
Oh, right. Well, actually, I haven't quite got to the end of the treatment yet. I wasn't expecting so many pages.
Three?
It just goes on forever.
I think we have to regard that as moot, Ping, because my supplies of palette wood have run out.
What you saying, bro? Pallet wood is everywhere. Just wait till it's dark. Go out and nick some. I mean, it literally grows on trees.
That's my difficulty. I did. I was accused of stealing, and under the terms of my police community resolution order, I can no longer access the raw materials of my trade.
And I'm just going to put you in the waiting room for a minute.
Do you need help with Wordle? Because I'm not terribly busy at the moment. I'm afraid this turn of events has caused a good deal of trouble between Maggie and myself.
Ooh. Hold that thought.
Ooh, what?
I'm going to have to call the boys because they are not going to be very happy.
I'm not very happy either.
Yeah, but they have to be 275% squeaky clean because they have a huge Nana fan base. I mean, do you want to ruin Christmas for every Nana in the Red Wall? Because I certainly don't.
Well, I don't either, but I...
So, you know, the boys are on a breakfast sofa and Lorraine turns around and says, "Lads, this book of yours, or was it written by you? Or was it written by a dirty old crim who goes round nicking wood in the middle of the night?"
Well, I hardly ever get an acknowledgement. It'd be a rare treat.
So what's Maggie been saying about it?
Not a great deal. We just had a difference of opinion about going away for the weekend.
Oh, so she's not around to interfere. You'll be a much better writer, Ed, trust me.
Does that imply you might have something for me?
Well, first of all, you're not going to be able to use that bench now, are you? So I'll take it off your hands, 50 quid. You pay the postage, obvs.
And so I find myself a writer again, keeping Raymond Chandler hours by opening the 1 a.m. scotch and setting to work on Nans We Said Goodbye To in 2023. The Grim Reaper was particularly busy wielding his scythe this year, as whichever bake-off runner-up chosen to supply the foreword will say. Given the fan base of bake-off Strictly and assorted soap operas, this Nan non-book is, in the words of my agent, guaranteed to sell rainforest loads. But scarcely had I dispatched two Nans, one in Dagenham, one in Fife, before I felt the need of a distraction and a return to my true métier.
Ed Reardon's soapbox corner number 4, brackets, chinstroke emoji, take one. Go into any second-hand or charity bookshop, and if you're lucky enough to get past the Nazi behind the till, you'll be faced with examples of editors' shriveled minds desperately seeking to make the vacuous content of their books more appealing, e.g. the inanely long title in a vain attempt to make the book sound interesting, Potato Pie Marigold Detective Agency. If that doesn't work, stick Very British in front of it, as in a very British... Oh, was that something from the WhatsApp?
Hebden Bridge calling. Wish you were here, Ed. I've just had an awesome smoothie with Stephen Mangan. He's such a sweetheart, actually. Anyway, got a dash. I'm off to a workshop in the yarning and darning yurt. Bye now.
Ed Reardon's Week starred Christopher Douglas, Rachel Atkins, Sally Grace, Pippa Hayward, Varunka O'Shaughnessy, Ellen Thomas and Geoffrey Whitehead. It was written by Christopher Douglas and Andrew Nichols. The producer was Dawn Ellis, and it was a BBC Studios production.